Welcome back to the show, guys. I am so excited to have you back on the Amber May and Tanya Joy Show. We have a great guest joining us this month, and that's Tom Althouse. We cover a lot of different topics on this episode, so you're going to want to stay tuned. He's always been fantastic. We always have so much fun when we get together with Tom, so I hope you enjoy the episode. Tom was the creator of The Matrix. So every month me and Tanya get together and we do a show, and that is what is going on today. Hey, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Share this far and wide. And if you could do so, you could support both Tanya and I by going to our website at TanyaJoy.tv or TheAmberMayShow.com, and you can join us there. You can find Tanya everywhere on Facebook at Beauty for Ashes. You can join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show, or you can find me at True Social Amber May or Frank Social Amber May. And you can find Tanya Joy also at True Social as Tanya Joy Gibson. So coming up next on this episode is Tom Althouse. Amber May and Tanya Joy Show. I'm so excited to come back with my friend, my gal pal. Welcome. Good to see you today, Tanya.
Thank you. It's so good to see you. I wish I wasn't sick, but you know, that's all right. This is still so fun. I did not want to miss it because I love when we do our show together. And I'm so excited because we get to see each other at Esther's Rising as well. Yes. So many fun things coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited. I put the link right there. So go to TanyaJoy.tv because if you got to come to this event. It's not something you're going to want to miss. It's something that's been in the works for a little while. The speakers are phenomenal. What you're going to get out of it is going to be very inspirational, very helpful. So make sure you get your tickets because they're going to go fast. And it's TanyaJoy.tv.
There's only 28 VIPs and we've already been selling. It's crazy. People are buying the VIPs first. So that's kind of exciting, but those are going. And if they go to that site and then go to events, Esther's Rising, or if they just put in TanyaJoy.tv/Esther, either way, they'll get there. There's not much on the website other than that. So
yeah. So it's also on my Rumble channel. So if you want to find this, you can also go to my Rumble channel. But make sure
we want lots of women there. And if for some reason you have an issue with, money or pricing, send us an email and we'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can help. I'm hoping that some people will maybe sponsor, but we'll see. It's going to be a once in a lifetime event. I don't know if we'll do it again. And this is going to be really unique for women that really feel called for such a time as this. They've been prepared. And I'll say we may have Mel Kay as a speaker.
That would be phenomenal.
I just got word and we're still waiting. I should hear today from Donna Clement. She wants to be there. So
yeah, the speaker lineup's phenomenal, especially because yours truly.
Exactly. And Stacey Whited from Flyovers, Kim Singletary, Mike Singletary, the pro NFL Hall of Famer, Mike Singletary, his wife will be there. Dr. Michelle Sherwood. We've got an amazing lineup of speakers.
And then while you're there, we do want you to get comfortable. Maybe not this comfortable.
Should be this comfortable. You should bring these with you.
Yes, that would be so great.
I just washed mine for the first time.
Oh, how did that work out?
Super easy. I put them in the wash and the dryer. And look how good they look.
I didn't know you could do that. Figures. Yeah. You can wash everything so far from my pillow.
You can.
I'm about to try this. These slippers are phenomenal, especially in the cold. Oh my gosh. I hate the mornings. It's so cold. So if you go to mypillow.com, use B for A as a promo code or use Amber as a promo code, you will save up to 66% off. Get yourself a pair of slippers. Bring them to Esther's Rising. Tanya gave you permission, so it's all
you could
good.
Wear them in the event, all right? Bring them with. You don't have to wear high heels because this is going to be an event where we are in prayer. We're going to have some intense worship. You don't have to dress up. This is like bring your slippers and, get in the presence of God kind of an event.
Well, we have a great show for you. And now I'm going to bring in our friend Tom. Tom, welcome to the program. It's so good to have us reunited.
Unmute. Unmute.
Yeah, you gotta unmute.
Sorry. Yeah, it's like that show. What was that show with New Anchorman, where I just went. Yes. Yeah, so hi. Yeah.
I love that show.
So Tom's had some stuff that came up recently, but one of those things, if you follow him on Twitter, you're going to notice that he had what we're calling the flyover, and we're not talking about flyover country. We're talking about airplanes coming over your house, dumping something. Like, you could see this chemical trail that they leave behind. Tom, what did you just experience recently?
That's crazy, because this is like the fourth time they've done it, where they will come over really low late at night, like they're in World War II. What they used to do is fly under the radar, World War II bomb runs. And then you see this spray trail coming out, and it's like crop dusting. So the first one's like, and it's always the same signature sound, same type of plane. Like this roar. It sounds like Pearl Harbor. You know, the movies from about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And so people come outside to see what's going on, and they get dosed with this spray. And so it's like really low, and you see it coming out the back. And so I have some of those segments where they, you know, directly over, next lane over, and you see the spray coming out. Now the other side's trying to say that's CGI. It's like, no, we're regular people doing
CGI. Wouldn't that be amazing if you had that ability?
Hey, yeah, our show, Tanya, would be on a whole nother level.
Oh, if we could do CGI, man, I'd be like flying in space somewhere.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like you would do a lot more spray. If you're going to spend the time to put effect on it, you'll like really do it. You can just see it
make
coming
it pink.
Back.
I've seen it. I've seen your videos, Tom. It's so low to the ground, and you see the trail, the chemtrail that they put
and
over
it. And that sound the plane makes, isn't it something? It sounds like a run, like a Pearl Harbor dive on the ships. It's like,
and it happened. That's what I think. That's partly why I'm sick. It happened when I was out in Nashville last week. We were standing out, beautiful blue, perfectly blue sky. The sun was out. It felt so good. And we were out there for over an hour, and all of a sudden, you saw the planes coming over with their trails. And I'm telling you what, there were a lot of people standing outside.
And they're all going to have the symptoms, like in our area, just everybody's coughing, sneeze. You know, first, it's a bad sneeze at first, burning red eyes, burning nasal passage. That means you've been sprayed.
Yeah.
And so it's the perfect delivery system. Mm-hmm. Think about it. If they're going to do this, they'll pick the worst variant of whatever they'd want to have.
Yeah.
And you find out it is. Later it's announced, the worst one, latest one. They're not going to send yesterday's news at you.
Right.
So that comes out, but it's a perfect delivery system for hitting precision targets. And they talk about that. You know what they call it inside when people call me from the inside and tell me about this?
No.
You're going to love the phrase. And I mean that in a not so good way. It's called spraying the roaches. Spraying the roaches, what they call. The biggest threat to the elite establishment is the people that there's citizens with. That is the biggest threat to them, because what's this all about? It's all about maintaining power, having control, so they don't ever want to lose the power and control. That's explained to me in nausea by even attorneys from Disney. They're connected to Alphabet Boys. So
it's last time you and I talked, you were on your way to Hawaii, and I'm hoping you can talk about this because I don't know what you can and cannot talk about, but you were on your way to Hawaii to get evidence. So I've been waiting. Like, you never called me back to tell me what the evidence was. So I've been waiting.
Not on the phone. I was going to wait for your show. I'm not going to say it on the phone. Yeah. Well, might as well say it on the show. If I say things on the shows, then that makes me less of an attractive target because the word is out there. What they want is silence. They don't want, they even say, you know, if you have a court situation, they'll remove all news people, all witnesses. They'll isolate you. They don't want word out or anything being witnessed. That's what's so interesting about that footage I sent you going everywhere. It's so great. It actually went everywhere. They forgot to shadow ban. If you look at my other numbers, it'll be 5, 2, 3, not 970, you know, like 800 some retweets. It slipped through the cracks. So they forgot to shadow ban that one. See, that gives you the real numbers that are happening. That's why even people from Baytown, Texas are contacting me. They saw it spread through the world on Twitter. So, yeah. So our trip is something that the attorneys for Warner Brothers, for Disney, they have been pounding people in Hawaii that know me saying, where's this evidence? Who has it? Where is it? And so we actually had to put a lock on our certain area where it's at now, finally. But that evidence deals with Pat Robertson, right up from the, it's like a timeline to Disney, to Warner Brothers, to Miramax Films. It's all there. Now that couples correlates with all these film drops, that are going on, like all the Easter eggs, Easter eggs that are going on, where they stuck all this information being made known to this author by insiders. See, they see us as winning now. They pick the winning team. So that's how you defeat
the cabal. Darn right, we're winning. Darn right.
That's right. So now I'm getting calls to where to look and what's in these things. And it's unbelievable what you find in the materials I'm being sent to look at. And one of them is, get this, Avatar and Aviator. Now, who did Aviator? Warner Brothers and Miramax Films. That's
and Disney. Avatar was Disney.
Disney, yeah. So Disney and Miramax Films has Miramax Films calls it their library. And Warner Brothers, they're the ones that took all the work. So they stuck all this stuff in even Aviator. It's unbelievable. And they give you clues about everything. So names, you name it, Man in the High Castle, like we went over before, The Good Place, just piled in with layered imagery. So now they're letting us know. So they're what's the rule again? Don't let anybody know. Don't let anybody hear. Don't let anybody see this. Now all they can count is the public being what they feel is ignorant and not catching on, saying there's too much evidence. I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're looking at the smart ones to catch on. And that's what's going to turn our world.
I mean, they can only, you know, the thing is they can only, I don't want to say hide because they're not hiding. They're being very transparent, right? Yeah. But there's only so much. I mean, it's why I love like that tag that I said, truth always wins, because it does. Like that there, it doesn't matter how much that they try to hide it, how much that they try to block it. I mean, look what's coming out with the Biden. Look at the papers. Look at the, you can't hide that forever. It eventually comes out.
All connected. Yeah. You have the FBI with the CIA, with Disney, with the religious right, with the mafias, which is Jewish, Italian. And then you've got also,
Don't forget the drug cartel. And I just found out from Patrick Burns, Border 911, Albania is involved. So it goes from China, and China gives Albania the drugs, and then the drug cartels come
child
and
trafficking.
The
Ukraine is a hub now. Ukraine's a hub. Who owns Ukraine? It's not the guy with a sweatshirt has the audacity to show up in a sweatshirt at Congress and demand more money from the American public.
Right.
That's not that guy. Mm-mm. It's the Pentagon. The Pentagon runs Ukraine.
I mean,
and now people are catching on finally. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you think about, I just saw something, I think this morning, and it's like what they've been given, I think like $10 million or $10 trillion so far.
Yeah.
And they still want more. They're still giving them tanks.
They're trying to cover up their tracks. That's what I think it is. I think that's why our military is over there, or our I shouldn't say our military, but our weapons, our tanks.
Why it all got left. Exactly. Now they're sending more. They left all those tanks, all that stuff, and now they're sending them more. How can people not see this?
And do you think Hollywood's involved? Is Hollywood involved? Is it not? Wag the dog with Dustin Hoffman. Wag the dog. They are making poor footage to prove that public's stupid. That's what they're trying to do. When Lauren Holmberg on Maui, CIA operative, brought me into the Masons, to bring me in as a, you know, you can act, you can perform. It's just like guys getting together and taking care of each of their families. Okay, sounds good. Well, when I get there, they're like, we're really fascinated by your story. Here's what's really going on. It was the pancake theory. Can't believe the public actually believed that when the towers fell. They're telling me all this stuff. They can't believe how stupid the public is. That's what they say. And they say, don't try to make a difference. Using that as an angle. Don't try to help them. They're dumb. Just accept as you're one of the 1% now. I've been offered that so many times, guys, so many times. And so what they're saying is that Ukraine is actually all part of the plan with the Bidens. You know that President Biden and his son, Biden was the one that threatened Ukraine that they wouldn't receive the money if they didn't get rid of their structure, their authoritative structure of attorney generals and equivalents that are in place. Mm-hmm. And who was the one that facilitated that? Brian Fitzpatrick, the Hollywood FBI operative who's a lifelong FBI operatives, the congressman who has my sister and rewards are off the charts, turned her completely with all these incredible rewards from black tie dinners to trips to the Caribbean. So what you have is completely connected. They're all connected. They didn't think the public would ever see that. They got greedy over the one screenplay I have and other people's property, considering us assets. And then they brag about it. Then their insiders come and call these different people like myself that actually create work and let us know what's going on. Because why? As Lauren Holmberg said on Maui, CIA operative, they're fans of your work.
Have you noticed, Tom, the lack of creativity coming out of Hollywood? Now they want to make remakes after remakes after remakes after remakes. I'm like, I think the public is freaking tired of remakes.
And you know what?
The rest of us, yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Sorry. Something really interesting, because I've got, I'm on like casting networks, and you know, I get, you know, casting information, right? Being an actress, do you want to submit whatever? There is so much stuff that's out there, and it's all the transgender narrative. They're looking for, and they specifically state it. They're, so me as a normal woman, it's like they make it so clear. We want people who are gender queer. That's what they call it. We want people who are trans queer. Like, there's so many different names to all this. It doesn't, I'm like, and when you see that, the interesting thing is, before all of the, I mean, COVID was going on, but it wasn't, you know, like there wasn't as much of a push for the boosters and all of that. Right. I was seeing coming through people needed for commercials to push the vaccines.
Exactly. The people, they got their power by stealing intellectual property and other things. And they use the FBI and CIA uses each other to do it. And so what they're doing is it's all about, again, what do they say? What do they say on this tape to me from the Disney attorney? It's all about power, Tom. You have to understand, Tom. It's all about power. That's all they understand. See? That if you're all about power, that means your neighbor's a threat. Everybody's a threat. And main thing they have their attorneys do is make sure their families can hold on to their wealth, influence, and power. Yeah. That's what they're working on. Your legislative departments in the U.S. are centered on that too. They're not filled with people making laws for the benefit of the public. Now, that can be debated. They're filled with legislators who want to protect their power base and their control. It's a corrupt system. It's ancient Rome. The powers to be actually said, we are the next first empire since ancient Rome, modeled after ancient Rome. Look what ancient Rome did. And ancient Rome also had a policy that it would be dictated to the public that certain members or officials would be declared enemies of the state, and that they would be, you're supposed to do them harm if you are able. It's a phrase they would use. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And that's what you see on me. That's exactly what I've been through. If I go to the airport now to fly out tomorrow morning, I run the risk of being apprehended by officials that will say the same old line to me all the time. We're doing this because we're concerned for you. So I'll be pulled out of my flight. Well, yeah, because they're concerned for me? Why? About what? Oh, you might hurt somebody. You're going to kill. I don't hurt anybody. I never said that ever. Have I ever said that on the air? No. I respect life. But they're allowed to say that. So they believe they can control everybody through this process of making you out to be the bad guy. Even though you're like you, Tanya, like you, Amber, clean. We don't do all these crazy things. We don't do the drugs, the alcohol, the stuff, but, I mean, binging. We don't do that.
Yeah.
The players do. They do.
Well, I mean, we were trying, you know, originally we were trying to get Megan Walsh on this with us, you know, and she got sick, of course, too, and stuff. But that's what she was saying, you know, was that when they took her in, it was that they couldn't control, they couldn't get to her anymore. They
couldn't handle her.
They couldn't handle her. Yeah. Because they're, first of all, who are they to have to handle her? They're not handlers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the phrase, that clued her in, she said, to like, that really sat with her. You can't handle me. Handle, the term handle, because like Tom knows, he said it. And then also Kanye West just been coming out lately and talking about handlers, where they put people into your life.
Yep.
For instance, if you take the Kardashians, they have their makeup and their hair people, and they put them into their life as a handlers, and they persuade them to think one way, act one way. And if they start veering off, they wrangle them back in until they get back in line. And Kanye West has been kind of bucking the system lately. And I don't know, you know, how far he's going to be able to buck. And then he was, remember that whole thing where he talks about how they were drugging him to get him set up? It was kind of, I thought about Tom when they would try to put those.
Yeah, I
could
try too.
What were those?
306 or 305 or 502s? They're called. 302s. They get a family member or someone who's bought. Who's just had black tie dinners and awards on the floor of Congress, to say that you're dangerous, that you're waving a gun around, going to shoot them. What? Who does that? It's like, and that's a phrase from Robertson's group. Who's waving a gun around? He's waving a gun around, going to shoot people. What? Where's the footage of that?
It's right.
What, who would, Could you imagine someone going in the public, waving a gun around, threatening to shoot them, and then they're appearing on a broadcast
years later? That person, I mean, right, right. They would be long gone in jail.
And what's the phrases? You guys hit something really important. What's the phrases they use on us? They'll say, we'll ask, why are we here? We want to see if you will behave yourself.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things they'll say.
Because I want to explore that little camp or that camp or that indoctrination camp she was supposed to go on. Remember when she was talking about the mansions? I wanted to dive in with that. And she did remember Tom. She knows that Tom and her dad knew each other. Yeah. So I was going to see about that, see how that went out. That was going to be an interesting show.
I know, because isn't that who gave you the FBI card clearance?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was present at the dinner. So at the dinner, they had a dinner for me. How many people get a dinner with the FBI heads and Walsh? And it's like, and so then they presented it to me. Like, and what are they doing? I didn't figure it till now, but what's going on there? You're presenting a card at dinner. You're getting this nice dinner with the heads. They're talking about how they're, you know, great, really fans of what you do, blah, blah. And then they always say they're fans of your work. And then they give you a card. Please extend every courtesy. Which means, what does that mean, too? What is another layer to that? That means the police officials that ever see that are supposed to let me get away with it, whatever I do. Just let me get away with it. Carte blanche. You got a card. Clean, clear. You know, now my siblings that are bought have that. I don't know about the card, but they are free to do whatever they want.
So tell us how the whole thing in Hawaii went out. Like, how did you know to go to Hawaii? Tell us the whole Hawaii story, because I want to know all about the Hawaii.
I have to go to Hawaii now because the attorneys have been pressing for the evidence. I have to get the evidence out of Dodge, and I got to get it secured and distributed.
So your attorneys are asking you for
it? No, I don't have attorneys now. They were all bought. So what I have is their attorneys, Disney, Warner Brothers, pressing. Horribly, horrible thugs. If you look at Nemec and Cole in California, it's a couple of them. Look at Vikram Sohal. They get attorneys. It was Bill Gates who funded Vikram Sohal's education. Bill Gates funded it. This guy out of India. So we're not just farming work to India now, corporations farming to India. We're getting attorneys out of India. Mm-hmm. We're taking thugs out of India and making them attorneys to be hatchet men. And to use an illegal justice system, which is now an injustice system. Mm-hmm. So they harass, they'll break in, they'll threaten, they'll do this all the time. They'll perjure all the time. And so that's what we have now, outsourcing for hatchet men from India.
So their attorneys are contacting you and telling you.
They're contacting people I know.
Oh, contacting people you know?
Contact people I know.
Because they think those people have your evidence.
They think I have the, yeah, because
and they think they're going to just turn it over.
Yes, they do. And I just okay. I had a gentleman that was holding on to evidence for me that just did turn. He just did turn. Thank God I got it away from there, and had it put into another place because he turned. He turned. He told me this phrase. This is the phrase you'll know. After saying he's a witness to all this stuff and he was going to be part of whatever needed to bring this forward, I'm with you, Tom. I'm your mate. You know, Scottish guy. He then tells me this, I'm going to be a silent person in the scenes for you, a silent person in the scenes, completely pulled out, pulled back, and is now suddenly doing very well. So it's this cut you off program they do, where they milk you for a while after they turn. See, what the strategy is when you're, Megan could talk about this too. When someone's turned, they're supposed to cut you off. That's supposed to make you feel despair, mm-hmm. isolated. No, we just lost a loved one or a friend, dear friend, right? They aim at them. This is after he told me he was approached by one of the operatives and said, you know, that he just pulls up next to him, sits down with him and says, that Tom Aldhouse, you know him? He's one crazy guy, one angry, crazy guy. That's how the operatives open it up. Then I've got emails, messages.
They just start talking.
They start talking. What the rewards will be, jobs, that kind of stuff, what they have to do. And I have email after email, text after text from people who had turned, but they messed up. They want to brag. So they're bragging about the FBI talking to them for like, one says 2 to 3 hours on a Saturday came to their home. And then they throw in, they're not supposed to tell me anything, but they throw in at the end. I can tell you one thing. You're not supposed to tell me that? I can tell you one thing. They're really watching you.
That's what they're saying to you? They're really watching you?
That's what these guys that are bought will say. They want to brag that the FBI came to see them. The FBI is making a mistake because when they go to these people to turn them, the people get giddy about it.
Yeah.
And they're push and sell. So they'll be like this, the FBI contacted me, the FBI, I'm somebody. The FBI wants me. They want me. They came to my house on a Saturday for 2 to 3 hours. And they're telling everybody.
I would never let the FBI in.
Most Americans right now, that they would want nothing to do with the FBI.
That would be smart. But see, the reward program. See? Reward program. And what do they do after they talk women that are good for your life away? Engaged parties, things like that, that you're engaged to. Right? Breaking you. It's called breaking. It's supposed to break you. Drying up the swamp. They provide their own. So they hit you by taking away those that are closest, and they're supposed to cut you off without a word. Can you imagine being engaged to somebody to be married? You love them. They love you. You've met their family. Everything's great. You're ready to go. And suddenly, no word. No word. What happened? And they're doing very, very well. They got approached. Then they let it slip. Yeah, I was approached. Who was it? Not going to tell you. But they told me things. They call it warning them off. You're supposed to warn them off. They employed my brother to do it. It works. It gets the Disney contracts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the only thing he gets. He contacted all these different ladies I knew on Facebook. I was in the Facebook. And this dear friend of mine, Lynn, from CB West, from West, which is in Neo's information. West is his high school. West is my high school, the author. She's sending me a message saying all these girls have been contacted by Jack Aldhouse, the pedophile. All these girls. To talk them away. I was engaged to a girl. And he had at his house, this last times I'd seen him. And he had her sleep in the bedroom when I was playing with the kids at out in the garage thing. So he has her lay down. Then he goes in and hugs her and tells her, be careful of Tom, the woman I'm engaged to be married to. Be careful of Tom. He's hugging her in his bedroom, whispering this to her.
Why was that? Why would she even go in his bedroom? I mean,
he invited her to lay down.
So my spidey senses, when that happens.
Yeah, but there's so many people that are so trusting. And until you've been hurt enough where you realize you really shouldn't trust everybody, it sometimes, I mean, takes a while. Sometimes you have to learn the hard way.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, it's terrible. They work on the innocent and the trusting.
Yeah, the people that are really trusting. Yeah.
That's right. You know, what he told me? He says he can't help himself before. He couldn't help himself. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer can't help himself. And so he's a pedophile. He takes pictures of underage, like teen girls, preteen girls in their bikinis underwater. He takes pictures of them underwater.
Isn't that crazy? That's sick.
That's what he does. And so he takes pictures of them underwater and he posts it on his page. What youth leader gets away with that? What is the church doing? He's posting pictures of them through the shrubs in the rearview mirror of them. Mm-mm. Always the young girls. Mm-mm. Preteen on these trips to Costa Rica and such, where he says he's working on his book.
No.
Unbelievable. They get away with it. In the church, they get away with it. They get away with it. The
church doesn't even pay attention, unfortunately.
Not bad for them. Right. They don't want their image ruined or tainted in any way. It's all about getting membership. And so these guys, the perfect ground for pedophiles is Hollywood and churches.
It's so sick. I was trying to find this video and I don't know where it's at. It was Bill Gates and he was asked about his time with Jeffrey Epstein and he got very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Why? Because he's guilty and everybody knows he's guilty.
And, Wait, say that again. What happened? It was
so this reporter was asking Bill Gates about his time with Jeffrey Epstein and she's like, she was kind of also prodding it a little bit, but then he started getting very, very uncomfortable with some of the questions.
Bill Gates did.
Uh-huh. So uncomfortable.
Wow.
And yeah. And I wish I would have thought about where I found that video because I should have showed it right now because it was
That's a good clip. Yeah.
It would have been a great clip.
I can't stand him. I'm sorry. I got to say it on the air. I can't stand him. He's the one one of the ones that may be an FBI number two on the list. I don't know if I'm number one now, but it's like because he took the work. I mean, the Windows, everything, exactly what I pitched was Windows in 1981. Windows, it's the professors at Millersville. You have a program, central learning area. It sends, you learn from there. You can expound on it by opening another window. Bill Gates used the same words. So Bill Gates wants me out too. So that's why it's like when you write screenplays, especially with sci-fi, there's all kinds of tech in innovative things, and they take your work. Because you may be whispering a little too close to home on what's actually going on. It's like that Pelican Brief right? Exactly. And so what happened, that movie,
that's Pilgrim, a good movie.
I hit it right on the head. I hit it right on the head on everything they're doing. And so they take it, because the CIA works with Disney. Mm-hmm. They call it, you know, making sure that it's public national security issues with content and films. That's how they get in there. Then they get the seats, trade back, awards, money, everything else. And so they take the intellectual property, which is a boon for the country, and they steal it. Then they get the tech and give it to people like Elon Musk and Bill Gates.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
It's the year 2023, and the warrior women of God have been preparing for this day for generations. And have walked through deep valleys to be ready for such a time as this. The God of all gods, the King of the universe, chose them from birth. He destined their very DNA for such a time as this. No one could have known when these women were little girls, they would be called to battle on the front lines during a biblical war of good versus evil. Except God. He knew. For He has been preparing you for such a time as this. We have been called to intercede, pray, activate, and be the warrior bride that God made us to be. Is that you? Esther was called for such a time as this. She was chosen to go before the king, prepare his heart, and save her people. Join us at the first ever Esther's Rising event in Branson, Missouri. You will learn from extraordinary women who are fighting on the front lines of the battlefield. You will leave activated, prayed for, and given tools to step out and be the Esther you were created to be. Join us at the God and Country Theater in beautiful Branson, Missouri, March 4th, 2023. Who knows if you haven't been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. Register now for Esther's Rising at www.tanyajoy.tv/Esther. And join us in Branson, Missouri on March 4th, 2023 at the God and Country Theater.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, political instability. All of these can have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up.
Hi, this is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Buy gold, buy silver, buy now, but buyer beware. Precious metals companies are not created equal. As a PhD economist, I have been in the financial, economic, and precious metals business for 3 decades. The philosophy of my firm is people over profit. I encourage you to read my bio to learn more about me at KirkElliottPhD.com.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, 401k, and outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets any longer. Call 720-605-3900 or visit KirkElliottPhD.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So Bill Gates' fortune is based on what this poor author came up with to make a better world. It's like, that's why I came up with it, to try to improve what the world was.
I can't find the video. It would have been good. I want to ask you about something. Hopefully I can share this with you. I don't know how to do this. Tanya, it's probably...
If you open it up in another browser and then you just go to present.
Because I have that PowerPoint. How do I do that?
Oh, I'm so glad you have that. Thank you.
Go to present, then go to slides.
Okay,
slides. Then go to your computer.
Okay.
And then you can find it.
And while you're looking, keep in mind, if I was part of the inside, now they're trying to say I'm part of the cabal, right? No, I was groomed to be. But if I was part of the cabal, I would have a hairdresser doing my hair and a makeup artist before you saw me. Any appearance I did, they would be making me up.
That'd be kind of nice, though. I'm going to say, I would like that someday.
I would totally like that.
You know who has one? You know who has a tech set, like you're on a film set? Elon Musk does, of course, but also Snowden. Snowden is not on the run. Snowden is exactly where he's supposed to be, where the cabal wants him to be, saying what they want him to say. So he becomes the authority that people look to rather than those of us that actually are trying to help.
It's so funny. That's such a funny thing. I literally was thinking of that today. I'm like, I feel like such crap. And I'm like, I wish I just had a makeup person that I could just go sit and they would just do my makeup today.
Oh, I wish that every day of my life that I had a makeup person.
You guys look great. Yeah, you guys look great. Extraordinary. Don't worry about it. No, if you guys look like this.
I envy the Kardashians with that thing, but what they have to pay to get that, I don't envy them. I'd rather have free.
No, it's not worth it.
Nope.
Honestly, you know what's funny? The times that my brain is so not there because of not feeling well. The times that I've gone to set and they have to do my makeup, I hate it. I'm always like, can I do it myself?
Well, I'm afraid of the eyes. When they do the eyes, I hate when they do the eyes I know. Hold still. Yeah.
So there's something I want to ask you about. It's not this one. It's who's this lady?
That's Illuminati. My friend Chris, I thought Illuminati was something mystic. Like if you look back in past interviews that aren't struck yet, you'll see that I say Illuminati is just pretend. It's something the cabal puts out there. Illuminati is actually real. They made it pretend enough to be real, actually, if that makes any sense.
It looks like Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, so black and white and red is the big colors they like to wear. It's like stupid. It's just the color scheme.
The lady is in the Illuminati, but she's not anyone that important.
It's a picture that Chris took. He was a friend of mine. He was a musician that wanted to do music for the documentary. And he took a picture of her because this is her approaching him, promising him everything. So he sent me this whole thing about what she was promising and offering if he didn't work with me anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Thing I hate that they've done is taken red shoes because I love red high heels.
Yeah, red shoes.
You know, when I see that in the movies now, I'm like, oh.
My sister all the time wears the red shoes. Floor of Congress, red shoes. Always the red shoes.
It drives me crazy because, I mean, I'm patriotic. So I always want to wear red and white and blue and have awesome red pumps. And now I feel like if I have red pumps, they may think I'm part of it, you know?
Yeah. Like exactly.
Is this Fitzgerald stand with
Fitzpatrick? Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Fitzpatrick is demanding that he have money. He wants money given to him. So this is one of he was saying, give me money because I'm being slandered. No, Brian Fitzpatrick, a congressman it's in the aviator. A congressman or senator has the real power in this country. They have the real power, especially when you're planted there by the FBI.
A lot of the politicians in the country use this email system to get money, to raise money for their campaigns. I noticed that.
Yeah. That's what he was doing. He sent a bunch of things saying, give me money, give me money. I'm being put down. I'm being slandered. But he's on everything from Ways and Means Committee to you name it. Now, that one you just had, this one's huge.
I want to know about. Okay, what is this, Tom? It says, audio only, listen to what Americans heard in
It's Indian cricket. It's Indian cricket. And that's what I hear all the time. What they do is remember that medical thing I went through where they had the Q-tip that was saturated? They poked inside the ear and then showed a little
spot
of blood on a dry Q-tip. And then they had me press that saturated Q-tip. Nanotech. So what you have is it sends off a nanotech, is a broadcasting nanotech, and it sends off this thing where it goes, and then he goes, it's like a broadcast, bad broadcast in your only your right ear. For some reason, they only do it in one ear, the procedure in one ear. But you can get it from drinking water. Nanotech is like the biggest thing now with the cabal. Nanotech. Hollywood's big on it, too.
You say that, and then I go back to that documentary with Stu Peters. And who was that guy who was trying to blow the whistle on sex trafficking in that? Oh, I can't think of his name. He had curly hair.
Not Cappy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Cappy.
Isaac Cappy.
Isaac Cappy, yeah. He said he would hear music inside of his own head.
It's, you know, what's really wild is it's right from the pages of the Immortals, became Matrix. It's in there. It's right in there. The only words he hears audibly through that thing is, she's still alive, which is a cool moment in the film. That's all you hear in the original screenplay. Keep in mind, they don't copyright Matrix, they copyright Immortals. Some letters. So what you have is that sound is going off in the screenplay, and then he hears, she's still alive. Because the architect wants him to go to underground. And that's
that happens in that movie all the time.
Yeah. So what you have here is these sounds were exactly what I was hearing. And they use it. So the FBI is the one that did the investigation. The FBI is the one that did the investigation of the Cuban embassies. And guess who they did it on to make it look like it's not them? Canadian and American embassies, U.S. embassies. So they did it on their own people, Trudeau and our guys. So on our own people to make it look like they're not accountable, like they didn't do it. Then the FBI steps in and does the investigation and says there's nothing to see here, nothing happens. Nothing. Then they said it's possible that Cuba did a cyber attack. But these people went to the same symptoms I had, which is the, like, you have a concussion, your cognitive will go out. They can turn it on when they want. I was doing a show off Broadway and it came on before I went on stage. You can have a remote, somebody in the audience to send it up. Nanotech responds to the electronic signal. And so I couldn't remember my lines. The night the reviewer was there, I couldn't remember my lines. I couldn't think. I was unbelievable moment. Nothing was there after I'd grilled and done really well every show.
So Nanotech's in the COVID-19 shots too. So
yes, absolutely.
And so then this, you add that with the 5G towers. It's just sick. It's so sick. Yeah. Unreal. It's just crazy.
You're right. They do it to their own people. Americans and Canadians are the ones they do the most experimenting on. Now Ukrainians are going to be done. Ukrainian people. Beautiful people, too. They're being experimented on.
Do you think we're ever going to be able to get this stuff?
If I make it back from Hawaii and I get to actually face this guy down and finish this job where he's exposed completely, and the screenplay's made, they're very afraid. You do what they're afraid of. If the movie's made the way it's written, and not altered. Remember, Marvel Comics kept sending me messages through Paul Anderson. You know, let's change it. Let's alter. Let's do a Cypher Man Immortals blend. Mm-hmm. They don't want the original script done the way it is because it'll show Matrix completely. Then they'll say they'll put an injunction. And if I make it, well, that means there's matchups, like I said, so we win that way too. So it's checkmate. They said we won the chess game. So making the films makes a better world, actually does what it was set out to do originally when I wrote it. So it's going to make a better world. So we make the films and the documentary, then you'll see a whole change in the American system. A lot of people in handcuffs.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for handcuffs. There's a lot of people. With just the trafficking alone, you have, when you go to the border 911, and I encourage everyone to do that, go to border 911, look at that. There's a presentation already there on Rumble. When these former retired law enforcement officers talk about it, and they have petitioned the federal government to make the cartels a terrorist organization, they refuse. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Absolutely right. Do you know this too? The Copyright Office is refusing to give me my screenplay, the copy of it. They're refusing.
I thought you had it.
I have it, but it's tattered. So I wanted a pristine one for the, you know, I guess they're hoping it'll fall apart. So right. No longer be viable. And so I was going to get a pristine one. So I sent it in and they won't send it to me. A guy was going to send it to me and his supervisor said, no. He said, my supervisor said, no. Paid for it, everything. They would not send it to me. And so they said, you just resubmit. Resubmit? Not a word. They don't want me to have my screenplay. The Copyright Office, remember, because the Immortals title was in there from Warner Brothers and them with all those different subtitles.
Mm-hmm. You've got everything. I mean, you've got how can they say that? You've got it in front of you.
Copyright Office has bought part of the Pentagon.
So what's this? What is this thing that this text message? Explain this text message. It says
another guy.
Let me read it for the podcast, like the audio only. It says it's a text message that Tom received, I think. A few days ago, I was offered money to stop helping Tom, the writer of The Immortals, aka The Matrix. They know he has it all, and they know I'm helping him expose the truth.
So what you have is a Canadian actor writing another friend of mine, Chris, who was approached by Illuminati. And so Chris sends me this message. He sends it to me. Mm. See? So what happens is that's what's sent to me. Now, this is sad. This next one's very sad. This was a host who began from California, who did all these shows with me, 5 shows. She was in tears saying, in the last show we did, she said, we got to do another one. Oh my God, we got to expose this. She says, I'm getting hammered like so badly because I'm doing this show with you. They're cutting me down. I'm getting all kinds of interruptions. She's telling me this. So we got to do this. My phone just dialed you without me dialing. Then she sends me this on the eve of my son's birthday, October 14th, my son that was murdered. And sends me the stuff about the FBI meeting.
Okay, so it says, I am working a lot right now. Also have been focusing on the information in the last videos. This thing has been going on since last year. This is the stuff they tried to kill me over. I'm in my busy schedule. I knew I need to get this information out now. And there is a lot more. FBI is in this. I have been approached by a group of people. I don't know what the bottom says.
So what she was saying was, what follows along as you go through the thread, she says the FBI is contacting her, wanting her help. So when she does this on the eve of my son's birthday that was murdered, she then turns and trashes me on the line. The next thing that follows this, after 5 shows and wanting to do another, is trashing me all over the place, saying I'm a fake, fraud, all this stuff. The FBI got to her. So like I said, they brag first. So as soon as the FBI went to her, she starts sending me a thread. So what follows this, besides the FBI is in this, she goes on to do that final brag. They can't resist. It's called the doorknob speech. When they put the hand on the door, they have to say their thing that's most important to them. That's when people actually let it out. And so the doorknob speech, the last thing she says, which was taught to me by an attorney by the other side, the last thing she says to me is the FBI wants her help. And she's working with the FBI now.
And she trashed you on her show?
All the time then after this. I never heard from her again. Never heard from her again.
And then that's where your ex-wife was in bed with that guy,
Mike Lang. Mike Lang of Disney. Mike Lang at Zion. Mike Lang from Southern California bought the most expensive property in Spokane, Washington, where the old Soho Club was, attached to Chase Bank. And so he gets it, and look at the bed there, the bed with the shaving kit. Mm-hmm. And on it is that, and then it's an unfurnished place because he's just moving in. He made it a mistress pad. The Loft is the film they made. And so he's asking, on my birthday, July 2nd, he asks Becca to move in with him for 60 days, which is the thing that follows.
That's weird. Tanya, don't you think that's weird? If a guy asked me to move in with him for 60 days, I'm going to say, why only 60 days? I mean, don't you think so too?
Well,
that makes
yeah.
no sense.
Yeah. And he's a billionaire, Mike Lang, right? Good point, Amber. And so he was going to, her favorite national park was Mount Zion National Park. So he claims that he's going to be building a resort at Mount Zion National Park. You know what Robertson did in Virginia Beach? When Becca finished her job turning me, and this is when Becca left, broke off from Aiden, and got the full makeover. What happens is, I may have included that to you, but Robertson has Virginia Beach create a restaurant, a 5-star restaurant. You know what it's called? My Becca. You know what Becca, the honeypot wife's catch is, or her email, or what you go to her site's called?
No.
My Becca.
Oh, what's this about? Because it's hard to read. This one
is also part of Mike Lang's emails when he is trying to get Becca. This is July 2nd. See July 2nd? July 2nd. So when we didn't know where Becca was, she sent us to Canada, Aiden and I, and then she didn't show up. She's supposed to follow us. And so on my birthday, we see all these emails from Mike Lang of Disney. And so he's calling his smartphone. Well, she had said that she would have instances. She only thing that she'd ever cause her to maybe turn on Aiden and I would is if she was offered instant success in Spokane, Washington. She said that while she's on the phone with us, and like it's like she's going to be with us always, you know. And she said it on the phone after she said, "Tom, careful, the phones are being tapped." I've heard the clicking noises. So after she says the phones are being tapped, she says, the only way I'd ever turn on you, for whoever's listening, is if you, if I was offered instant success in Spokane, Washington. This is when the emails then show up.
And did they forward them to you? Did Mike Lane forward them to
you? No, we looked to see what happened to her. So we checked her email because we wanted to see what happened to her. And we found these. And then they erased everything off. They erased everything off our computer. Like the green robot showed up, everything erased. We had it on external storage. So we had it.
And that's the emails?
Here you can see all these things from Mike Lang just flooding her. Mm-hmm. Flooding her at the time to call the Mark home. She's had nothing to do with Aiden since. That's see that?
That's the picture he sends.
Yeah, there it is. She didn't get on the bed, unfurnished. This is a three-story, historic, most expensive, oldest building in Spokane, Washington, Playground of Hollywood. Why is the Playground of Hollywood?
That's the makeover. That's the makeover.
That's what she looked like the last time I saw her.
And this right here, this like one?
Yeah, so the one on the right is what she looked like when last time Aiden and I saw her. We were having lunch. And this one on the left is when she's with Mike Lang with his emails going on. See the difference?
So what's this one? What is this slide?
It's a Robertson Hollywood crossover cult with a lady from a trailer park.
Tell me about this cult. I want to know.
Yeah, this cult right here. It's in Spokane, Washington. Well, it's actually Coeur d'Alene, greater area of Spokane, Washington. See? And so what she does is she runs these Tantra sex classes, which Becca was going to when we were married without me. $1,000 a pop, go to them, and you practice Tantra sex.
And you didn't try to stop her or anything?
I asked her. I said, this isn't right. What's going on? Like Tanya said about being naive and trusting. Well, she said, well, I'm just observing. No, she didn't. She was working with this guy that then took her in afterwards, was part of the classes. See? Wow. And she does this whole thing. What's interesting is Robertson signs his letters, I am, Lord's name. I am Pat Robertson. That's a weird way to sign your stuff. The last card I got from Becca was, we are the I am, Tom. We're the I am. I love you so much. I am. That was, they build you up before they pull the rug. And this lady uses the words, we are the I am. So Robertson's cult connected to Hollywood with a trailer park lady running it. She said that I was Apollo, was going to die in a slow death over 5 years and turn more and more evil and then be dead. I caught her on the email with that one. I was like, what's this? And then it says that she would then have somebody that would fit her dreams.
Was that difficult in your marriage? Was this part like, would you guys fight over this? Because she's going to the sex thing. And
I tried to be a very good guy. I made a promise to the Lord that I would be, you know, try to never make someone cry and always be a good guy and make them happy, be the best husband I could be. So I had myself bound in with a contract with a God that I would, you know, be understanding, supportive, helping.
That I'm a terrible wife.
No, it doesn't make, no, look what happened to me. Look what happened to me and Aiden. Doesn't make
you terrible. I would throw such a fit over this if my husband
was like,
I just need to go. I would not be the good wife in that one. I'd be like, hell no, you're not going to go.
Well, sure you would. And the email I got back from this lady, I contacted her. I said, look, I don't understand this. What's going on? You said I'm Apollo, I'm going to die slowly. And she says, the phrases she used was, we don't like that you're in litigation with Warner Brothers.
What does it matter what she likes?
That's a negative thing. It's a negative thing for Rebecca's life. Yeah.
Like, who cares? You're not in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what her opinion of you doesn't matter.
And notice the words, we. You're right. We. Yep. When they say that, when attorneys and others say that, we. You know, it's interesting. This is Joel Silver with Bonaventura.
This one.
So this is one I pitched the script to, Bonaventura. It says he's Shepherd and discovered the major
is
story.
This said,
yeah, that's Bonaventura on the left with his woman and Joel Silver with his woman of the night on the right. And so what happens is they claim Joel Silver and Bonaventura never met. Joel Silver never talked about this, never got... wasn't associated at all with Matrix. And here he is hugging the guy at the time that my script was given. Bonaventura right here. Here he is again. Bonaventura is saying he's a shepherd discovered the Matrix story. This is the affidavit from James Boyd, the attorney who submitted the work, that he submitted everything, that they got it. He has a tracking number, the receipt. He sent it certified mail, script, everything. There it is right there. And there's a script. Now, what's interesting is Rankin, the attorney they provided me, who's classmates with the Warner Bros. Attorneys, right? yeah. from the University of Berkeley, had a suspended license in eligible to practice law. He said he talked to James Boyd and that James Boyd had nothing. Therefore, you lied to us.
What's this Lenny Coco?
Lenny Coco, he's with the mafia. Lenny Coco was the guy who had me pitch it to Bonaventura, best friends of Bonaventura. So he got together with me because Nadia Santino, his daughter-in-law, was a grad student at Pat Roberts' university. See how they all connected? So,
you know, I've noticed that too with everything that's been coming out in the alt media, how everything is so freaking connected.
A tight circle, Amber, a tight circle.
It is literally Ralph disgusting.
Rios. Yeah, Ralph Rios. Who's Ralph Rios? Ralph Rios is the firm that was handed off from Rankin to throw our case. Who's the one that sent us Ralph Rios? Frank Ayala, who works at the courts, Western Division, California, who is listed as endorsed on LinkedIn by Warner Brothers attorneys and firm as litigation support. And who was the paralegal for Ralph Rios? The relative of Lenny Coco. So here we have New York. And so it's like, yeah. And then who does my daughter marry? My daughter marries Jacob Rios, relative of Ralph Rios.
Is she still not talking to you?
She's trashing me everywhere. She's so bought. It's unbelievable. She doesn't have to work a day in her life. And she gets to go on jet skis, horse rides on Oahu, everything. They just, and who's sponsoring her and giving her work? Disney. Always.
And are these your boys? Are these your sons?
These are my sons that were killed.
They were handsome. Look how handsome they were.
Very handsome. And guess what they said? They said they never existed. They're claiming now they never existed. Sophia Stewart and the rest are saying they never existed. So they're trying to erase my line. So they take the woman, the girl, daughter, and buy her off completely. It'd be a PR nightmare for them if the little girl in The Matrix actually said her dad was a good guy.
Yeah.
And the sons were killed after they had come to me, after years of silence, came to me and said, we remember the sessions with Pat Roberts and we remember what had happened where and Terrace was the one that caved first. And they're supposed to believe you were evil and bad and that they're telling the public. And so since they revealed that to me, they were murdered thereafter.
Was their mother, your ex-wife, was she a honeypot wife too?
Yes, that was definitely so. The first one, these sons, their mom was Pat Robertson's girl, totally Pat Robertson's girl, still trashes me. And what's interesting is she became a captain in the Air Force. She had flunked out of school, both school and medical school, flunked out. And I helped her finish. And then she sabotaged it, Robertson's group. And did whatever Robertson wanted to Robertson's people and made sure that I'd be trashed. And so then I got with Becca. Becca comes along and I didn't realize that she had a criminal record for prostitution and had been an ex-con in jail. They didn't tell me that. And so she is who was her landlord on Maui before she gets with me? Tony Rankin, the one with a suspended license. You know, who houses the Disney director, Terry Blinner, before she gets with me and wants a contract solely with me? And puts me into the New York Journal as the up-and-coming playwright. She's housed by Tony Rankin, the suspended license from Disney. Who is Aiden's father-in-law, or godfather, godfather. His godfather is Tony Lavoie of Peak and Lavoie Properties, commercial properties on Maui. His godfather has nothing to do with him now. Ever since the gig was up and Becca left, I've even tried to shame him into contacting him.
Has Becca tried to contact her own son again or no?
No. The last thing she had sent was I needed his birth certificate, copy of it. And she sent it to Aiden with no note, nothing. Just envelope, birth certificate. That's the only contact he's had in years.
Well, maybe it's for the best, but it's kind of sad at the same time.
She never wanted him. She said he was never supposed to be born. Along with that cult you just saw,
yeah.
She says he wasn't supposed to be born, that he was supposed to be sent back. Sent back. Now, when you say sent back and the two sons are murdered and your last son is the one she's saying should be sent back, what makes you think?
Well, Tom, it's always so much fun doing a show with you. Tanya, I absolutely love our time together. I can't wait for next month and we do something, another show, another episode. I hope our listeners will come to the Esther Rising event. And again, you can find that info at tanyajoy.tv. It's going to be a really good time. And God's really put all of us women together for such a time as this.
Amen. Sorry that I was so quiet today, everybody. It's good. It's good to not hear from you all the time.
Well, you're a witness to what goes on. So thank you for being a witness.
It's always so good to see you, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
We appreciate
we're gonna still work on getting Megan in and all three of us. Yeah,
that'd
or
be
all four
quite
of
a
us.
Show. That'd be quite a show to actually get to share that since we both know each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna work on it.
All right, take care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.